Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the festive Evan Witalison out in the great state of Wisconsin. How are things going today, buddy?
Things are going well. And, you know, I had off of work today, being that it's technically the holidays. So I was, you know, I went up after I got off work yesterday to my grandmother's house, and I'm still up here right now. And back tomorrow at some point. But, you know, enjoying this Cowboy and Lion game right now. And, you know, there's a lot of people that criticize Dez Prescott about, you know, him being a good quarterback or not. Or is he just a product of this, you know, the offensive line and whatnot. But watching some of the throws Prescott's making today, you don't make those throws being a product of the offensive line. Some of his throws he's made today have just been completely amazing. He reminds me a lot of Russell Wilson's rookie year, to be perfectly honest, with what Prescott's been doing. But anyways, other than that, how are things going up by you?
Oh, a great day. Like you said, I work a number of jobs, so I didn't have a day off. I had a day off from my professional job during the week. And then I worked for my Pepsi Cola job today. So I had to work and couldn't pass up, working on a holiday with the holiday pay and whatnot. But extra hours are always good. And, you know, Evan, it's going to be a great show tonight. You put in the preview. Aaron Rodgers a few weeks ago said, "We're going to run the table." And this was, Evan, in the midst of just putrid football. They had played horrid football. And Aaron Rodgers comes out and says, "All we got to do is run the table." And they're one game away from it. It's going to be a tough game. But at this point, the Packers are probably playing the best football that they've played all year. And they could be one of those teams that you don't want to face in the playoffs. We've talked about this, well, this year and years past when we've done the show. You have to be playing your best football at the end of the year. And sometimes the teams that have to scrape, fight, to get into the playoffs are the teams that make the most damage. So I'm not anointing the Packers in the playoffs yet, Evan. But I'll tell you what, against the hapless Vikings, they went out, they did what they had to do, and just dominated a game again. I mean, you look at the score, and to be honest, is the score even as close as the game really was? The Green Bay Packers right now, Evan, are just playing well. Aaron Rodgers vaulted his name back into the MVP race. I'm not sure if he's going to win it, but he certainly took this team and put them on his shoulders. And now you got Jordy Nelson emerging again too. And I think you had mentioned this quarter of the way into the season, Evan, about the knee injury and taking time for the knee. And it's not like he's going to just go back and be the Jordy Nelson of old. It takes time. I had a reconstructive knee surgery, and it literally took me 2 years to get back to where I needed to be. So not everybody is Adrian Peterson and coming back after 8 months. And I just think now, Evan, I think you see a Jordy Nelson that has complete confidence in his knee. I'm not saying that was the reason early in the season, but I think it could be part of it. But what did you think of the game?
Yeah, well, I think you're onto something regarding the more confident Nelson's starting to get in that knee, the better the offense has been ticking. Because you notice that's really when Rodgers really turned it around. When Nelson started becoming more of a threat in the passing game and looking more and more like his old self, that is when Rodgers and the offense really started to click. And I know Ty Montgomery, the running game, has played a huge factor in that too. But I don't think it's a coincidence that Nelson starts tearing it up. And the next thing you know, the Packers offense looks like a well-oiled machine. So, you know, Rodgers definitely deserves MVP consideration, I think, over Tom Brady. He definitely deserves it over Tom Brady. But it'd be interesting to see what he can do against Detroit next week for the division, regardless of what happens tonight with Minnesota and Dallas, even though it looks like Dallas is going to run away with the game. But overall, offensively, it was a really good game plan by Green Bay. That the running game itself didn't put up a lot of numbers, but you could tell Minnesota was worried about stopping the run. And it's tough to run against Minnesota anyway. But just the threat of Ty Montgomery and Christian Michael, it helped the play action. It really helped the play action, which in the past had been the bread and butter of the Packers offense, fake the handoff and, you know, go up top with the play action. You know, that was typically been the Packers' bread and butter. And, you know, since the running games started to show its teeth again, the play action, I think just, like I said, there wasn't much of a running game offensively, but I think the threat of running the ball really helped Green Bay's offense, as well as the protection that Aaron Rodgers got. And, you know, Rodgers said that he felt 100% following the Bear game. I kind of took it with a grain of salt, just like I took it with a grain of salt about Matthew said that he's feeling about 100%. But watching Rodgers' touchdown run, where he juked out the Vikings corner, he definitely looks like he is back to being 100%, and that's going to be huge for the offense. If he can look 100% next week in Detroit, the offense should be pretty good. And watching Detroit's defense tonight, they've not really impressed me much at all. They can't stop Dallas, and I know Dallas has an elite offensive line and an elite running game, but Green Bay's got an elite quarterback. They've got an elite pass-blocking offensive line. And Jordy Nelson looks like Jordy Nelson of old. So offensively, I think I could truly say Green Bay is back. That's what I got to say about it.
Yeah, a couple things here, Evan. You know, you look at that putrid run that they had in the middle of the season and people calling for change, saying how bad the Packers were, and me hearing the questions out here in Western PA, what's wrong with your Packers? And I always correct them. I say, first off, they're not my Packers. I said, but what's wrong with the Packers is, you know, they are very bad on defense. If we go back to that losing streak, Evan, offensively, it wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible. The offense was actually putting up points during that losing streak, and the defense just couldn't stop anybody. And I think what's happened since then, and sometimes adversity can make a team better. If you recall, I kind of said it's Mike McCarthy's time. He needs to show me something. And I'll tell you what, Evan, he's shown me something. I still haven't tilted the needle all the way. But he's actually come up with some pretty good game plans instead of this vanilla stuff. And he's actually working to the strengths of the offense. He's trying to find the weaknesses on the other team's defense. And it does help when you have, like I mentioned, Jordy Nelson feeling 100%. He may have said he was 100% at the beginning of the year. I don't buy it. I buy it now. I think he's 100% now. He looks like a totally different receiver in week 16 than he did in week 6. So that plays into it a little bit, but I do have to tip my hat a little bit to the game planning during this winning streak, Evan. We were pretty critical of Mike McCarthy, saying, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? And I think he's put together some good things. Now, how much input Aaron Rodgers has and the audibles during the game, that has something to do with it too. But what are your thoughts here, Evan, on Mike McCarthy during the winning streak? And what he's done as a coach, I mean, he's actually, to me, shown me some stuff. And I know he's been around in the Super Bowl coach, but, you know, I've probably been very critical of Mike McCarthy, and I think he's done a real good job of preparing this team during the winning streak and then being able to go out and take care of business.
Yeah, well, first comment I want to make, you talked about the offense was putting up some numbers during the four-game losing streak, but the big thing, though, is the offense put up some numbers, but they were slow starters. If you recall, the Packers are typically down like 14 or 21 nothing before the offense finally got something going. I think they had I think the entire first half or maybe the first quarter in one of the games where they went 3-and-out, they didn't have a first down at all. They haven't had the slow starts. They've been starting fast. And I said Thursday during the preview, And like I said, it was a Thursday before, but the key is going to be starting fast. The Packers have to start fast. I said it against Seattle. They have to start fast, and that's what they've been doing. They've been starting fast. And I think part of it is the game plan that McCarthy and Rodgers are going in with. And I bring Rodgers up in that because I think Rodgers has a lot of say in the game plan, in the way they're going to attack the other team. I think Rodgers has a lot of say in that. And I think the game plan that they've been putting together has been excellent. And there, before Seattle, you brought up the game plan, and I kind of just laughed because it seems like any time it looks like they got a game plan that's finally working, they go back to what hasn't been working. And, you know, Jared Cook's been a huge part, I think, of the resurgence of the Packers during the 6-game winning streak. I know he didn't have a lot of catches this week, but he had some big catches. One that on third down that moved chains. You know, his 30-yard catch was quite nice. But there's just a lot of things going well with this offense, and it's hard to point it to just McCarthy. I think it's a lot of things, a lot of instruments. It's Nelson, it's Rodgers, it's the game plan, it's the play calling, it's Jared Cook, it's Todd Montgomery. And, you know, you got to give Mike McCarthy credit for moving Montgomery to running back, because if he decides not to do that, who knows what situation Green Bay would be in right now.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
That's where I'm kind of at.
Yeah, I agree with you there. One unit we forgot to tip our hats to during this winning streak, Kevin, is the offensive line. And when Aaron Rodgers had these nicks, bruises, pulls, not tears, but pulls, whatever he had, the offensive line was favorable. Not going to grade him out on an A-plus or anywhere around those lines. But when you look at those injured games, when he played injured, and even on the show, Evan, we were a little hesitant to give the Packers a great chance to win with a hurt Aaron Rodgers, because the way that he has to scramble around and do those things. But this offensive line has done, I'll put it this way, admirably. They've played admirable during the win streak. Can they get better? Certainly. But I think that they did a heck of a job when Aaron Rodgers had these tweaks, these pulls, these strains. I think they kind of, you know, stuck their chest out and said, we've got to protect our main man. And, you know, there are some deficiencies on that offensive line. But I thought they've done very well. Moving forward, they can get better going into week 17. Use that. Hopefully we're talking about a Packer win and an 8th straight playoff appearance. I'm not going to jinx it. I'm not going to put them in the playoffs yet because they do have a tough game. But this offensive line, Evan, I think has done an okay job during the win streak. What is your assessment during just the win streak of the offensive line?
Well, you say okay job. I think they've done a phenomenal job. Other than a few plays here and there against Minnesota, Rodgers had all day to throw. I know there's a couple plays he got sacked, a couple of plays in a row, but that was more Rodgers. One of the sacks was more on Rodgers, not using the hot route, and the other one was expecting a tight end to block the guy that he shouldn't have blocked. So I think the offensive line's been incredible. Now, running-wise, they haven't been the greatest, but throwing-wise, the pass-blocking-wise, they've been great. They've given the Rodgers tons of time to throw. I think the offensive line, Pro Football Focus, has them rated as the number one pass-blocking line in the NFL. And I think you're undervaluing them when you say they've been when you don't say that they've been great. And they really have been. They've been great. And the offense is going to go as far as the offensive line takes them. And if the offensive line can, the pass rush can hold up against Detroit next week, Packers should be fine. If Rodgers has all day to throw, he's going to pick the secondary apart of Detroit. So that's kind of why I look at it. I think.
Well, here's what'll make them great, Evan. When they can start dominating in the run game, that's what'll make them great to me. This is
they're
a line that I know
that,
can dominate.
Actually. You're never going to see that.
Well, and that's what will make them great to me. But I know they have it in them, Evan. Pass blocking, yeah, they're doing well. I want them to and I've because I've seen this line do it. And they're not going to be – I shouldn't – you know what? I don't even want to compare them to the Cowboys' offensive line. Everybody says that that's the best line. I think the Packers have a good offensive line, but I want them, Evan, to be able to control the trenches. And really, honestly, I think they have it in them. And I'm looking at this.
Well, you're never going to see that, though.
Well,
that's not, the offensive line's not built to dominate the trenches.
But I want – so where I'm going with the greatness, though, Evan, is to be able to, when they want to run, is to be able to do that. And I think they can. I think you're going to see a team that can do that. And I think, again, I'm not jinxing the win. I'm not giving the Packers an automatic win. It's just confidence with an offensive line. You played offensive line. And you know when you're confident that even if you're deficient in run blocking, and that's what we'll say, they call a run. With that confidence, you don't feel like anybody can beat you. You're going to beat your man one-on-one. That's what I want to see. When that starts happening on a consistent basis, that's when I'll say this offensive line is great.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but you're going to see occasionally like Chicago. I think it was Chicago where the offensive line looked like they were dominating, but they're not built to do it consistently. They're just missed. It's not how they're built. They're built to centered around Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, with that, this offensive line is never going to be a great line then. They're just going to be a, you know, an okay line, if that's what you want to see for great. And they're never going to be that. They're never consistently going to dominate the trenches. They might come out possibly Sunday and dominate the trenches. They might not. But you're just never going to consistently see that. They're not, you know, they're built to protect Rodgers. They're not really built to grind out victories. And I know they don't really have the running back right now to grind out a victory, but they're just not built to do that. But you know, jumping to the other side of the football, the defense. Now, first half, the defense didn't play very well, especially Randles and Rollins. And I think a lot of that was no pass rush. In the first half, they didn't have a pass rush at all. They had zero pass rush. And in the second half, you had like Clay Matthews, for instance, Nick Perry, for example, Mike Daniels started dominating up front. And as the front seven started controlling the line of scrimmage and dominating a little bit, that's when the corners started playing much better. And that's how the Packers are going to have to win moving forward if they want to get in the playoffs and if they want to advance in the playoffs. They have to do a much better job of getting pressure on the quarterback. Because when Bradford had time to throw, the D-backs didn't do nothing. They couldn't do anything. And when Bradford didn't have time to throw, the D-backs looked like all-pro guys. They don't have defensive backs that can cover for long stretches of time. Very rare corners in the NFL can still look good with no pass rush. And the Packers don't have a single one on their team. But in the second half, defense, other than the fourth quarter, towards the end of the fourth, when it kind of went into prevent mode a little bit, to me in the second half, the defense dominated. And Clay Matthews there looked re-energized and in charge. So what were your thoughts defensively?
No, I think you hit it right on the head. You had a great assessment of it. And I'm going to talk about a little more in depth what you're saying about this pass rush and cornerbacks. I mention this often. Doesn't matter who you are at cornerback. If you have no pass rush, you're going to get eaten alive. And even if you're Richard Sherman, who's considered one of the best shutdown corners in the NFL, when he's out there one-on-one, yeah, he can make a play. But if you let the quarterback have time, dance around the pocket, extend the pocket, you can't cover for long periods of time. You have to pressure the quarterback. And like you said, the first half, they weren't doing it. And they made Sam Bradford, who is, you know, that trade that they made is now looking like not so good of a trade, but he's a guy that, you know, can look good when he's got time, and most quarterbacks can. And like you said, it's like they flipped the switch going from the first half to the second half, which was nice to see because sometimes you don't see that. And this was a game that, of course, they had to win. I mean, the Packers have been in a must-win since the losing streak. And that's how they bolted themselves in this position now to a Week 17 game that's actually like a playoff game. You win and you advance. You lose, there's still an outside chance. But you don't want to put hopes in all these what ifs and this needs to happen. But like you said, Evan, the cornerbacks can play well, but they play much better when there's pressure on the quarterback. And if Clay Matthews is getting healthy and he looks rejuvenated, that's what the Packers defense needs, because he's a guy that is that spark on that defense. I mean, you have to admit that. You know, when he's in there and he is causing havoc and he's 100%, heck, Evan, even a 75, 80% Clay Matthews, if he can show any kind of resemblance of getting to the quarterback, is going to warrant team to game plan, which should open up things for other players. You know, what I like, Evan, is that when Clay Matthews is playing well, and yeah, we want him to get to the quarterback, but when he's playing well and he's healthy, I think what might get overlooked a lot of times is that when he's playing at that level, it is opening up so many other things for other guys to step up and make play. And when he's hurt and he's just there and he's occupying space, he's not a threat. And then it makes it harder on these guys that are just grinders and, you know, playing, you know, hard every play. But when Clay Matthews is warranting a double, a triple, that's going to open up other players. And that's what you're going to see if he's healthy, and that's what's going to help this defense tremendously.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, there's a few defenses, few in the NFL, that the secondary is good enough that they can handle a lack of a pass rush. But the Packers don't have any of those guys on this team. They really don't. And the Darius Gunter injury is going to be huge. He left the game with an elbow injury. They need Gunter if they want to have a chance against Detroit. They need to be healthy in the secondary, and if not, it's going to be a long game against Detroit. Detroit doesn't have a threat really running the ball at all. And, you know, we'll see. You know, Stafford did, you know, he just fumbled the ball and looked like he was a little dinged up a little bit leaving the field. So we'll see how the severity of that. But, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, the team is going to go as far as the offensive line and the defense carry them, because if Rodgers doesn't have protection to throw, they're not moving very far. And if the defense can't key stops, it doesn't matter what Aaron Rodgers does. At the end of the day, it's going to be 2011 all over again. And, you know, the Packers defense is the definition of bend but don't break. That's what they've got to be. Unfortunately, in the first half, they for the most part, they didn't break. They bent a lot, but they didn't break. And that was key. And that's what they're going to have to do. They're not going to be a team that forces a lot of three and outs. You know, just to be perfectly blunt, if they get a three and out, it's going to be a rarity. It's just not going to happen very often. I think they'll be lucky if they can get two three and outs against Detroit. But the key thing is they got to keep Detroit to field goals. And they can't, and they got to get key stops on third down when they have the opportunity if they want to advance past Detroit. So I know I don't mean to be very pessimistic. I don't mean to sound very pessimistic, but at the end of the day, that's the defense Green Bay is playing with. And they got to make key plays when it matters, which, you know, one of the things they did in 2011, except in the playoff game. In 2011, except in the playoff game. So that's all I have. So I'm going to go back to you for your final thoughts.
Yeah, well, like you, I'm not being pessimistic. I don't want to be overly optimistic. If they're going to Detroit, we're going to preview this game on Thursday night. The NFL flexed it to the Sunday night game. All the games will be done. It'll be the only game, and it's for all the marbles. It is win and advance. Now, like I said, Evan, with the Detroit jinx saying games are over before they're over has come into play a few times. But looking like Dallas is going to beat Detroit, that does open up some things, and it opens up a possibility for the Packers to lose and still make the playoffs. But they would need so many things to fall into place during Sunday, during the day, that you don't want to hope on that. My point here is they've got to win, and they've got to go out, and you already had mentioned two keys to the game that we're going to talk about on Thursday. Offensive line, Aaron Rodgers upright. Let him use his legs. You had mentioned it earlier in the show when he juked out the Viking defender on his touchdown run. I don't see any ill effects of his injury. I'm going to say that, yeah, he's looking like he's 100%. But that doesn't matter. You need to protect Aaron Rodgers, let Aaron Rodgers work in the pocket, extend the pocket. And then, like you said, Evan, defensively, they just have to do enough. They have to make one or two key stops, turn the ball back over to a very efficient offense right now, and they don't have to be a great defense. They have to be a very effective defense. And what I mean by that, and you had mentioned it, one, two, three key stops, get the ball back. And these key stops, we'll talk about it more Thursday. After the Packers scored, the defense has to go and get the ball back. Don't let the other team go down and gain the momentum back. And it's kind of what you've been seeing here in the win streak. You know, as you look at this team that has really been a very good second-half team, Evan. We'll talk about that more on Thursday. But with that said, I hope everybody enjoyed the show. For Evan Witalison, I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelt, put your foot on the gas. Enjoy your week, everyone. Evan and I will get back with you tomorrow night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, talking and wrapping up Week 16 of the NFL season. Have a good night, everyone.